You can already get a wireless connection for your iPod that's much faster than your internet connection, so you can update much more quickly than you can download. And I think you're absolutely right. You can update that iPod anywhere in your home. You don't even need to dock it.
You know, just as we talk about data and music and other things sort of flowing in the air, we're seeing this enormous proliferation of the iPod, people carrying their, at least their music, if not their video and other entertainment around with them. Where does all this fit in?
Right. Well, the iPod has really initiated a fantastic wave of personal storage devices, and we're going to see that grow. And as you mentioned, not just for music, but for photos and for video as we go forward. So there's a concept now for these so-called fueling stations where you come in and you have some sort of personal storage device like an iPod, or in your car you have a radio that also has storage capability. And while you're fueling in the gas station in your car with your gas, there's a download happening very quickly for all your audio information. And that's very, very interesting stuff. What's even more interesting with the kind of technology we have, where you can push 100 megabits over the air over a pretty long distance, you can come into that fueling station, and instead of just pushing audio, you can push DVDs and video while you're in there very quickly, and you go home and you have a new batch of movies to watch.